ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, you're so hot.
VIP, me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. It's all a hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the fantasy football hustler. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. What is holding you back from fantasy football success in week 4? I want to hear it. Throw it in the chat. What is up, everybody? Let's shout out the peeps who are already in here. Emil in the house. What up, what up? And Emil said, Keenan Allen a good play? If Devonta Smith is out? Probably not. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You got any other options? Because if not, you probably got to roll with it anyways. Derek says, Slew Huss, sick as hell, still working. Damn it. And said, was so sick, was knocked out during the game, missed the game. Scene we won, though. Happy for that. Neighbors went off again. Yeah, bro, he went off again, but there's a reason why he's on the cover of this. It's because he got El Kinkusto and got really fucked up in the game. So more than likely, he's not playing this next week, and that's only if the concussion isn't that bad. And that, I mean, you know, the concussion isn't that bad, you know, and that he's only going to miss one game. So I'd be careful on the bragging as of right now, bro. I'd be careful on the bragging. Because you never know. And let's see. I wonder if he's even on pace right now if he plays all 17 games. Because 2 games he got under 100 yards. Let's see. Divide that by 4 times 17. Yeah, he's on pace for like 1,600 yards. But now that he's more than likely going to be missing at least one game, that's seen things change. And that's only if he misses one game. We've seen people miss multiple games for concussions. So I would just be careful. I would be careful with the bragging right now, Derek. You don't want to jinx your boy. What up, stranger? Shout out to the Houday Nation. Triple X Lex, what up, homie? And man, Derek, I hope you don't have COVID too, bro. Like, legit, do you think you got sick from like working in the office? I know you said you just started working there. Like, man, that would fucking suck, bro. JPZ, what up, bro? Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's smoke it up with the crew.
Smoking, choking, running, blessing.
All right, all right, all right. Fire them up.
You got perfect time. About to start a little puff, puff, giving this motherfucker.
Let's get it. And Triple X Lex, pick up Strange, Parkinson, Ertz, Conklin, Gesicki, play over Mark Andrews this week. Man, you got to be watching my start and sit videos and my waiver wire videos, because Conklin, I said to pick him up days ago. Lucky he's still there right now. You're lucky he's still there right now. And Will said 10 days to recover from concussion. Didn't even look that bad. Bro, what are you talking about? It didn't look bad. He fell all the way down on his face and got cross-eyed. Like, that's as bad of a concussion as it could fucking be. Literally fall, like, he's trying to hold the ball, okay? Like, he's trying to hold the ball down here. Fully comes down on the side of his fucking face, full force, with Trey Diggs coming down on him as well. When they zoomed in on his face, you could see he's all cross-eyed and shit. Like, dude, he got fucked up, man. Like, let's not take this fucking lightly, bro. Like, he got fucked up. And, I mean, had he not tried to catch the ball, like, or not, Had he not tried to maintain possession all the way through when he fell to the ground and he would have braced himself with his arms, it wouldn't have been that bad. He said, nah, he'll be fine. Yeah, I mean, we could say that about anybody, about any concussion, you know, but like we're literally a day removed from him smacking his fucking face on the ground, getting his brain fucking bruised and his eyes being all cross-eyed and shit. And did he get right up? Fuck no, he didn't. He was on the ground for a long time. So I'm just saying, we need to stop taking these concussions like so lightly because he'll be fine. Yeah, do you think he's going to play next week? Nope. Did Devonta Smith? Nope. Probably not. Is McBride? Nope. Ever since they started the new concussion rules, how many players have played less than 1 week after a concussion? One or two, and they were both quarterbacks. That's it. Like, we need to stop taking these concussions lightly, bro. People are getting fucked up for their whole entire lives from concussions and CTE. Ask Antonio Brown. Ask Antonio Brown. Come on. Will said 10 days to recover, though. Okay. How many times have we seen a player need more than 10 days to recover? I'm just saying, you're just blindly saying he's fine when we've heard nothing. That's the wrong approach. It's the wrong approach. They take concussions way more seriously now. So not just getting your bell rung, not getting your bell rung. And when you're on the ground looking cross-eyed because your brain is fucked, come on, man. I've had 5 concussions. You ain't in the NFL, bro. I don't give a fuck if you've had concussions. You ain't in the NFL. You don't have someone monitoring you saying, hey, you can't go do your job because of this, and you're not a football player. So, like, if you're just talking about regular, you know, sports and stuff, like regular just activities of you getting El Concusto, like, you know, I mean, come on. And let's be real. Nobody gives a fuck about your well-being, just like most people don't give a fuck about the NFL player's well-being. But guess who does? The NFLPA. The NFLPA. And how long ago was that? How long ago was that, Will? Because literally just said, what, since all the rules have changed, I doubt any rules have changed in hockey. And Stranger said, say, ask Chris Benoit about concussions. But I mean, so that's why, like, I mean, yeah, go back 20 years. You get a concussion, you go in the next play. Doesn't mean it's right. And guess what? These guys got money. That's the difference. These guys got money. They don't need to play to hurt themselves and hurt themselves in 1 week. Like, they really don't. These guys got hella dough. What's more important, getting out there next week or him getting back to 100%? Let's just say that. Anybody who says him getting out there next week is a pretty selfish person. Let's just be real. Let's just be real. And he said, yeah, that's because we live in Big Brother world, bunch of fucking pussies nowadays. Yeah, because concussions aren't bad for you, right, Will? Like, let's be honest. Are you saying right now that concussions aren't bad for a person? That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying right now, because that's what that statement means. Anybody who gets a concussion is a big pussy. That might be your concussions talking right now, bro. And Isaac said, should I play Evans or Stephon Diggs? Man, I'm probably going to go Stephon Diggs. That's ugly with, you know, him having, he's more than likely going to go up against Slay, Mike Evans, and that ain't good. That ain't good. Sebastian said, in a 10-man league, double flex, would you trade Bijan, Dell, and Javonte for, no, man, I hate trades like this. Like, this trade is pointless, man. This trade is pointless because you're winning on players, you're losing on players. And you got to make a more calculated trade, bro. I'm just saying he'll probably miss maximum of 1 week. Okay, but see how you just said he's going to be fine, and now you're saying maximum of 1 week? We'll see. We'll see. Everybody's brain is different. So I don't think that now we can just blindly say without any kind of anything from their medical staff or the tests that he's going to get done that he's just going to be okay and he's coming back right away. Because we've already seen it happen the other way before. We've seen players last year miss multiple weeks from one concussion. And guys like you might have said, oh, he'll be fine. He'll be back in a week. But then he wasn't. So, like, that's what I'm saying. It's different times that we are in. We're setting ourselves up for failure if we just think that neighbors is going to blindly come back next week. we're setting ourselves up for failure. Because guess what? If you're not thinking like that, you could make moves this week to prepare for next week. But if you already think he's going to be fine and there's no big deal, that means you're not going to make moves. And then if he does miss next week, that means you're screwed because you waited a week to listen to me. I'm not talking about you, Will. I'm talking about anybody who's paying attention right now. Not all concussions are created equal. You can be fucked on the 1st or the 10th. Yeah. How many players have we seen retire because of concussions and not even getting a lot? I mean, I'm just saying, man, these guys got hella money. Like, you're acting like this is the NFL of like the 70s when motherfuckers aren't getting paid nothing. They actually get to choose what they do now. And Malik Nabers' status is safe no matter what with the Giants. He could miss half the season. He's still going to be Nabers. Said, not really. Said, questions are bad, but people take them overblow based on a couple of guys who had CTE. I mean, you say a couple of guys. A couple of guys have committed suicide because of CTE. So, no, there's not a couple of guys who have CTE. Let's change the tune, bro. Like, there's a couple of guys who have actually offed themselves because CTE was so bad. Okay? So, the amount of players that have CTE... probably every single player in the NFL has some form of CTE in their brain. You probably do too. You got that many concussions, you for sure have some kind of CTE. You know, you for sure have some levels of CTE in your brain. For sure. For sure. One second, guys. All right. Nelly Nell, what up? Jordan Mason for Mike Evans or Keep Mason? I mean, Mason's probably going to be nothing, but Mike Evans is kind of whack, like, right now. So I don't know if I really want to trade for Mike Evans at all. Josh, what up, bro? Lewd Entertainment. Deontay Johnson, Tyreek, DJ Moore, Zay Flowers, Stevenson. Which three would you play? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would play... DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, and I guess Tyreek. I'm not super excited about Zay Flowers. I'm not excited about almost anybody on this list right here. Josh said, do I play Freiermuth over Likely or Andrews? Got no clue what to do with the tight end anymore. Yeah, man, tight ends, like, it really sucks. I mean, I'd play Likely, I guess. The Bills, I mean, at least, that, you know, they've been giving up. They've been giving up. What's it called? Just a lot of booty to the tight ends, like, only. Like, they give up nothing to anywhere else. Sorry, guys, answering a question here. And John is that what up, bro? Pick one. Robinson Jr., Stevenson, Hubbard. I'll go B Rob. Josh, do you think Andrews is getting traded soon? Fuck no, man. Hell no. Stranger said not all brains are equal either. Some concussions easier than others. Yeah, looking at Tua. Sure. Right. Triple X legs, drop Komet, stream Conklin. I have Laporta. If Laporta plays, I'm playing him this week. It's like the best matchup that you can have for a tight end. I understand why you're hesitant and he's hurt. Komet's got a really good matchup as well. I'd probably just play him. What up, Sal? I want to be a cowboy, baby. Yeah, there you go, man. Made your own decision. And Cowboys whooped on your Giants, bro. I mean, they didn't really whoop on them, but. King D, what up, bro? He said, just kidding. I hate him. I know. I know. You said you just knew that they were going to lose. You knew that they were going to lose. I get it. All right. I don't know why I am not getting any air in here. So just hang on for 2 seconds, guys. I got to go turn the air down a little bit in this room. I'll be right back.
Do it, baby.
Hey, Big Fudge, you said first time here with good THC lovers. Man, came in at the right time, bro. Just when I'm about to smoke. Let's go. Triple X Lex, Miami versus Tennessee. They're giving up the most points to team defense right now. Hit that like button, everybody, if you have not. Hit that like button. What up, Rush Lord? Gosh, I'm off to a very bad start. Is it worth dumping my best players for similar youth talent to start rebuilding or keep myself a contender? Well, Josh, you talking about... You talking about Dynasty? I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about Dynasty. Just let me clarify. Nick Von B, what up? What up? Said morning hustler, puff puff pass. He said puff puff pass him if you got him. Let's go. Said Cowboy game has me concerned about Singletary moving forward. It should. Said Giants as my running back, but I have King Henry, Akers. I could switch flex spots. I mean, I'd be looking for another. I would definitely be looking for another, running back to fill that RB2 void, you know, for sure. All right. And Big Fudge. See, he thinks the Texans. 21 CJ, PPR, Scary Terry or Shakir. I'll go Scary Terry. I'm still a little bit nervous about him, but they talked about one thing that I am that is incorrigible about this whole situation is they realized, Scary Terry realized that Jaden Daniels doesn't throw the ball a lot to the left side. So he's telling the coach to force him in on the right side, and that's why he started getting those big plays. We're bringing the power. Let's get it. Let's get it. JPZ, what up? Let's go. Let's get it, bro. Let's get it. Josh says, "Is Dynasty, I could potentially stack a friend of mine to win the season in exchange for people like Coleman, JJ, maybe a first." Well, here's what you want to do, okay? This is for everybody who plays in Dynasty. If you're a contender, you don't trade away your starters, okay? You use picks to make players, to get players on your team. So you just keep increasing, you know, the player values that you have. Now, if you're a rebuild, there might be some certain players that you do not want to touch, you know, maybe. Depends on if it's super flex, you know, depends on what kind of players. Running backs, shit, I'd be willing to move them all. Just get as many picks as you can. Fuck getting players. I mean, you could get JJ. You know, like, if you can get JJ, like, great. You're talking about Justin Jefferson, JJ? Yeah, that's great. Go get him. Doesn't really help you rebuild, though, you know, because then you're going to not be getting a bunch of picks and stuff like that. Your goal, if you are a rebuilding team, your goal is to get as many picks as you can in the first and second round so you can use those picks to trade before the draft next year to get insanely wild veterans when people are trying to change things up. So, yeah, that's just, you know, a little food for thought with the trades. It all depends on what kind of team you are. That's what you got to remember. And Doe said, Stroud should go crazy. I hope so. Hey, Rush Lord, let's get it. Rush. Let me get you on the board down here. What a rush. All right. Rush Lord, you the motherfucking man. Thanks for showing love with the super chat, homie. And Dose, I need to get in these dynasty leagues, bro. Get into them, homie. They're starting as early as February. Early as February. I mean, shit, people might be so addicted. Maybe we might start one earlier than February. Who knows? And Josh said, rebuild with JJ in the sense of making my team young so it lasts. There's also a fine line between, because this league that you're in, I'm sure you think it's going to last forever. Most dynasty leagues just last a couple years, okay? If this is one with friends and family where it's probably going to last longer, like, yeah, for sure. But, like, an old running back, that's one thing. A 28-year-old wide receiver, that's not old. 30-year-old wide receiver, I mean, that's not old, you know? Like, so that's what you got to remember. Like, if you're going to get multiple years out of one of these players, they're not really that old. You don't need to trade off all your players that are approaching 30 because you're like, man, I just got to get younger. I see people do that all the time. And guess what? Those people never win. They never win. Never. So it's not just about getting youth so you can keep competing years and years later and never win. No, like you got to make the calculated moves. Got to make the calculated moves. And Nick Von B looking to swap Singletary as soon as I have an Exon Henry, I have Akers. Do I go on waivers? I mean, of course you go on waivers. You're not going to pick up a replacement for him on waivers. I mean, you can get Braylon Allen. Who knows if that's going to, you know, what that's going to do for you. But if he's better than your bench, one of your players on your bench, do it. Sal said feelings on Juan Dale. I mean, he's good. I already said last night, like, he is a lot better than a lot of shitty random flexes. And it's because they're losing a lot and he gets a lot of targets, you know, like. Is he going to be super, super, super high upside? Like, fuck no. Even if he's getting double-digit targets a game, he's not super high upside. Like, they were losing the entire game yesterday. So they just kept throwing the ball. Worked out great for him. Worked out great. I mean, what did his line, what did he end up finishing off with? I mean, because I checked it at one point. He was like 9 for like 70 or some shit like that. Yeah, 11 for 71. Like, see, is his yardage going to set the world on fire? Like, probably not. He might go every single game this year and never crack 100 yards, like, per game. But if he's getting 5 to 10 receptions per game, I mean, that at least keeps it to where he should be in the 10-point range. And that's a solid flex for, like, a lot of teams out there. Officer Ron, what up? Said, after last night, I got offered Bijan and McLaurin for neighbors. Instead of Marvin Harrison Jr., Rice, Higgins, RBs, Mixon, Etienne, Pollard, Braylon. So you really need the, you really, really, really need the running back here. I think this is, you know, McLaurin, I mean, he's not making this, like, be a super, super high, like, you know, sell high on neighbors, but Bijan is, and I feel like I would do it. Feel like I would do it. And it has nothing to do with his concussion, like, either. I'm just looking at your team makeup specifically. And it's like, with no Mixon, you're rocking ETN and Pollard. And if you had another injury, like, you'd be fucked, like, at running backs. And you're able to turn neighbors into Bijan. I feel like I would do that. And you get Scary Terry back as well. Like, I mean, he's, you know, he's no Beach, but I mean, he's a good flex. And yeah, I feel like if you're going to sell on a guy like neighbors, this is kind of the way you do it. Top tier running back, even though he's been underperforming a little bit, and then a nice flex option. So I would do something like that. And neighbors might miss next week. So I would say maybe do it now. And then you get Bijan and McLaurin, at least, you know, for the next week or whatever. I know you probably won't be able to get him this week because the trade just won't happen because neighbors already played, unless you didn't start neighbors. If you didn't start neighbors, you could do the trade right now. Big Fudge said Jaden or Christian Kirk in the super flex. What are we talking about? Jaden Daniels? He said, I accepted. Hell yeah, man. Get Bijan, bro. Like, he's going to help your team out a lot. Not saying that neighbors isn't, because neighbors for sure is, but yeah, you definitely need running back help right now. And yeah, Big Fudge, is that Jaden Daniels? I heard you talking about. Yeah, I'm playing Jaden Daniels over Christian Kirk. Like, Christian Kirk has a horrible matchup, you know, for one. But, or are you talking Jaden Reed? See, like, there's another one. There's multiple Jadens here. I smoke a lot of weed, bro. So I could guess on which Jaden, but just let me know. Let me know. I really don't want to start Christian Kirk this week. Kind of don't want to start Jaden Reed unless it's Jordan Love as well. Crispy in the house. What up? What up? All right. And Rush Lord, appreciate the super chat, my brother. Getting this new footer loaded up here. There we go. One more for the road for Rush. Rush. All right. And what did Big Fudge say? He said, Fantasy Football Hustler said, Rush, put me on. Hey, Big Fudge, man, you want to get in the 420 crew? There's a couple different ways. You go to 420crew.com or you hit the join button that is somewhere on your screen right now. Or I'll put this link in the chat so you guys can join. Don't just join as a default member. Look at all the different levels because we're looking for an executive producer right now. We need someone to fill in the executive producer role, get shouted out every single show, and actually have a little bit of input on what will happen on the show. All right. Let's get it. Let's keep it smoking. Stay smoking, choking, rolling blunts. Let's get it. Smoking, choking,
rolling blunts. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Roll a fatty for this pimp daddy.
Let me hit that bomb.
Baby.
That bomb, the bomb, bomb, bomb.
Let's go. Whew. All right. We've been rocking for about 30 minutes so far. Just killing the game. You know how we do. Don't fall for the fakes out there. And man, it was so funny. Someone in the Facebook group, they're like talking about the fantasy flock. I know you guys know him. And I was like, man, bro, I was like, you need to come over to my live streams. I was like, you want to pay just to get a question answered from the flock? I was like, you can come get your questions answered over at mine for free. And I was like, and I created this group that you're in right now that you use for advice. And he was like, well, Flock did win $150,000 like with Underdog. And now he has Underdog as a sponsor. It's like, bro, every fantasy football creator has Underdog as a sponsor. Like, all you have to do is sign. That's why they say sign up with my promo code. Like, because they're not a sponsor. It's called an affiliate. And I said, everybody is an affiliate. And I said, you really think he won $150,000? I was like, that motherfucker's lying. If he won $150,000, trust me, he wouldn't care about giving you advice. He would be doing the same thing over and over. And he would definitely have more than one suit if he won $150,000. That's how you know a motherfucker's lying. Like, you got to wear the same suit every single fucking day. Oh, man. So, yeah, screw the fakes, guys. Glad you guys are here. Glad you guys are here. All right. Let's, some news. Okay. So you guys want the bad news first or the worst news first? Throw it in. Bad news or worst news first? Throw it in. Throw it in. Because there's two players. There's two players who were on the what's it called? On the thumbnail today, and they both got issues. They both got issues.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Mikal, Ayuk, Jennings, McLaurin for the flex. I'm going to say Jennings because I think the Patriots defense is going to be all over Ayuk like a cheap suit. And that Jennings will get a little bit of openings. And I really like McLaurin now that I think they might have figured it out that he just needs to be lining up on the right side a lot more often. But I'm still nervous about him. I'm still nervous about the overall upside about Jaden Daniels. So because of last week and the way that they were like targeting Jennings like crazy. Now this is assuming Kittle doesn't play, which we don't know about yet. But so make sure you come back. Michael, make sure you come back. And Crispy said, motherfucker got one suit. Yeah. But it's because of that guy that Antonio found me originally. Because he's like only, like he'll only answer questions if you pay. He won't answer questions that are not super chats. And like, I know that like, if I said to people, like, I'm only answering members' questions, or if you super chat, I'm sure I would get a lot more people joining as members. I'm sure I would get a lot more people like thrown in super chats, but I also feel like I don't want to like be that guy who's just like, you know, a clown amongst amongst a big percentage of people like watching YouTube. And I feel like a lot of these other creators, like most people just think they're fucking clowns, man. Most of these creators I think are clowns, because like most of them, you can tell they don't even play fantasy football like that. Like they're just creating content because they know that like fantasy football content, like it's a niche that like people are so fucking addicted to. So fucking addicted to, man. And like even me, when I had less than 100 subscribers when I first started this in COVID, you know, granted it's COVID and people like have a lot more time, but yeah, like I mean there were still people coming to my show, like even though like I had no followers like at the time, because that's how much people love fucking fantasy football, man. They just, they want to talk to people, they want to get opinions, and like I'm here to give those opinions and rock with you. And rock with you. Hey, hey, Alex Sizzle, what up, brother? Long time no see. How you doing? I'm doing real good. We're killing it over here right now. The channel is killing it. And Southside's don't really subscribe to Mason's fantasy philosophy style. Me neither. And his face is super punchable. Hey. You said it, not me. But I'll just say I'm in 100% agreements with everything you said right now. And sometimes I understand that people sometimes have to watch other creators like that to see what not to do. And so I'm totally on board with that, man, because like fantasy footballers, although, you know, they were one of the first fantasy podcasts I ever listened to. I mean, probably the first fantasy podcast like I listened to. Yeah, I'll grow these guys like real quick, you know, really do. Because once you play in leagues that are not the hella basic with like ultra casuals, it's like everything changes. And they are only, you know, most of these guys, they only give you advice for like the ultra fucking casual leagues, you know? That's why I know as time evolves and Superflex, you know, becomes the thing. Like I know it's a thing right now, but when it becomes the thing, you know, like all these motherfuckers who are doing single QB and then you pretend like you know about fucking strategies with Superflex. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. And, hey, Big Fudge, he ain't messing around. Appreciate you, my brother. I said for some fudge, bro. Let's go. I'm going to get you, let me get the what's it called? Let me get the bottom updated here with your name on it, because I always show love to peeps who show love to the show. Like guys like Flock and Schmitty, you know, they're expecting you. Like they won't even converse with you if you fucking, you know, if you don't pay money. I'm the type of person that I want you to want to support. I don't want to force you to have to support. I want you to want to support. And I appreciate that, Big Fudge, because it's your first time here in a $10 super chat. You're fucking awesome, bro. You're fucking awesome. And watch this and see, and this is how much I care about the people who like support the show. Like, look, I'm like literally creating a graphic like right now. Hold on, literally creating a graphic right now with Big Fudge on there. Uh-oh, look at Big Money.
These are the ABCs of me, baby. I do not dance, and I do not start preseason without a contract.
And I do not start preseason without a contract.
Show me the money. Jerry Rice, Andre Reed, Chris Carter. I smoke all these fools. Yet they are making the big sweet dollar. They're making the quan.
Man, fucking Cuba, bro. He's about to go down with Diddy. He's about to be going down with Diddy, man. You hear about all these motherfuckers fleeing the country and shit? And Cuba, like, apparently he's, like, him and Diddy, like, they're very close. They're very close in more ways than one. That's fucking crazy, man. Big Fudge, glad you found us, bro. And I'm curious, did you search anything fantasy football and like this just happened to come up, or did it pop up on your like recommended or the For You page or anything? Super curious, because what I got unmonetized last year. It was a shitty year on YouTube, man. They gave me a big slap on the wrist. And now we got remonetized since the season started. And I feel like they're pushing a lot more. My thumbnail game is on point now, though. And like the title's way more on point now. So I know that could be a reason why they're showing it off more, too. But yeah, super curious if people... if people find me by like searching something and then it just pops up. And Sizzle, who do I start in my flex? Having a hard time. Ford, BTJ, Roshan, Irving, Yoshi, Mooney. As of right now, I'm going to lean on Ford. Don't take it as a final answer, because I know we still got to see his Friday work. But if he ends up getting a full go, I feel very confident about him this week. Frizio, what up, homie? And Sal. And Sal said you popped up on my live stream algorithm about a month ago. Nice, nice. That's what we want. That's what we want. So we've been growing like crazy. It took me like 5 years pretty much to get to like 5,000 followers or subscribers. And then like, shit, I mean, we've almost got 2,500 subscribers just since like July. So maybe like 2 months or so. Yeah, the channel's getting more, catching more steam than ever. Just glad you guys found. Fantasy football is the first for me. Still like them. They're pretty wholesome, but their advice has gotten worse with time. Yeah, it's because they don't play in leagues. Like, that's really what it is. It's like, did I cut down on leagues this year? Yeah, but it was because last year I was playing in like I upped my dynasty, but cut back a little bit on redraft. And like, but I'm still playing in like 40 plus leagues, you know? So like I'm in 32 man league, the 18 man guillotine league, you know, these three QB leagues, these vampire leagues. So like all these different like types of leagues where like, I gotta be on my shit. I gotta be on my shit, man. You know, like a lot of these content creators, if they play in leagues, this is if most of them just play in the single QB regular ass default leagues that are just hella easy for like everybody playing them, because they're super default. They're like hella easy for anybody to get in these 10 man leagues and compete. You start up in the stakes, not money wise. You start up in the stakes, like a flex gets an extra flex gets added. Now it's a double flex. You add in a super flex, shit, you add in IDP. Like, man, I mean, it's just a different level of savage that you have to be to like play in these type of leagues. And I've told you that, I mean, I played in leagues with some of the biggest analysts out there, and James Coe, Adam Rank, Schmitty, Marcus Grant. They're not on our level. They're not like, most of them don't even like the IDP league that they got in with us. It was a charity league, so they literally didn't have to put in any money. Like, none of them knew what they were fucking doing with IDP. Like, none. And James Coe was the only one who actually made the playoffs, like, in that league. It was a 12-man league. And who got to play James Coe in week one? This guy. Who eliminated James Coe from that league? This guy. Z Schmitty said, I have McBride and he won't play. Would you trade Terry? He's on my bench for Burrow. Okay, just real quick. I currently have Sam Darnold, need that for a roster spot. Okay. I was like, where is this going to where like, okay, you got McBride, you need a tight end, but now you want to trade Terry for Burrow. Where's the tight end mixing in all this? But so that's what it is. So I mean, if that's kind of the only way that you can create a roster spot, like, I guess, but like, man, McBride, you don't have an IR in your spot? Like, IR, he can't go on the IR? That sucks, man. 10-man league bench, Terry Cooper, Brian Thomas, Worthy Hunt, Deontay Chubb. Oh, Chubb's on IR. Okay, so you only got one IR spot. That's kind of lame. Yeah, man. Do that. Or, you know, move Brian Thomas instead. If you can, move Brian Thomas instead. And Stu said, Fantasy League Finder, Facebook. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. And Big Fudge, what website do you use for fantasy? Only Sleeper, bro. Only Sleeper. That is it. I've graduated past all the other ones. And Sleeper only. Sleeper only. And Frizzio, one thing I regret is not joining multiple leagues. But since it was my first time, I didn't want to be overwhelmed. And you're doing fine. But yeah, that's one thing that I've always told everybody is that there's so much random bad luck. And hey, shout out to Corey. What up? There's so much bad luck that happens in fantasy. The only ways that you really have bad luck are injuries. You know, you can't control that. You get a bunch of injuries, that's just hella bad luck. You have a really bad schedule, that's something that you can't control. You know, you just play all the teams you play. You're playing in a 10-man league, you know, for example. I don't know if you are. I'm just saying. If you're playing in a 10-man league, like every team is pretty competitive, you know, 10-man teams with seven starters, like it's like way too easy to fill those seven starters. And it's like every team could be certain different levels of being stacked. And if you happen to play a schedule where like you go up against everyone where they're just happening to have their best week against you, it fucking sucks, man. It fucking sucks. And I've been there. That's why I started playing in more leagues. I said, I hate to trade him because I believe in Terry, but my hands are tied unless I just drop Hunt. Dude, drop Hunt, bro. Like, what? Drop Hunt. He's going to be third fiddle on this team right now, bro. Drop Hunt in a quick fucking second to do that. And Sal said, yeah, but the vibes are big. I kind of process my own info, only bounce it off people a little. Smitty's vibes are ass for sure. Said, you and the footballers are fun. I like it. And see, okay, want to know something about me? Fantasy footballers are the first podcast that I listen to, right? They're the wholesome dad, you know, like I've always been the same way that I am, but you know, they're wholesome dad content and shit, you know, like it's, you know, you can't really hate on it, you know, like, I mean, it's super dad vibes and they're corny as fuck, you know, like I tell them, you know, like they're definitely corny as fuck, but everything that I'm doing, I'm taking out of the book of how the fantasy footballers did this. I don't know if people realize that or not, but like literally the groundwork that they laid, I'm doing it, but in my own version of it, you know, because like I don't cover just the basic QB leagues that they have. Like we're not wholesome dad, you know, I mean, we're dad content because I feel like most people in here fuck with us are dads, you know, because a lot of 30s and 40s and shit, we even got some peeps in their 50s and 60s rocking with us. And, you know, just a different level of savagery. And yeah, but everything that I'm doing, it kind of is money wise and the way that they kind of built certain things, like they laid a foundation that I'm kind of using for myself as well. And gotta try Sleeper next year. Fuck yeah, bro. It's the best. The one reason I like Sleeper the most, they actually make improvements to the user experience every single year. And sometimes they even make changes during the year that helps the user experience. Like that's why I like Sleeper over everything. They're one of the main four now. The other three, Yahoo, ESPN, NFL.com. They do not make changes to, you know, improve the user experience. And I don't like that. John, what up, bro? Akers or Chuba? As of right now, I'm going to lean on Akers. I don't think Mixon missed the first 2 days of practice. He's probably going to miss today. Pretty sure that they've already, like, you know, put the points on Akers, like, type thing. It's a good matchup. It's a better matchup. Sizzle, thoughts on Wandale? I like him. He's way better than like some random, you know, flexes out there because of volume. The volume, like the efficiency isn't that good. You know, I mean, he had 11 receptions for 71 yards. I mean, that's not very efficient. That is more just like volume king status, you know. But I like them for that reason. Like a lot of times, especially if it's a game you think the Giants are going to be like just outright losing, like I'm sure most people thought yesterday, he's perfect because they're going to be throwing the ball so much and everybody's focused on neighbors. So it's like perfect for him. Frizzill said, I'm playing, oh, 14-man league for the first one and $100. You stepped it up. There you go. Said my buddy came to me, said they opened, had an open slot. I was like, fuck it. Got to start eventually. Why not now? There we go. That's what it's all about, bro. You got to just grab your nuts and jump in, man. That's what it's all about. I feel like there's so many people that, like, get so scared about certain things and, like, why not be open-minded? Like, the reason why everyone does this in all the different forms that they do it is because it's fucking fun. It's fun. Super fun. Will said, hey, but Schmitty plays spooky elevator background music during his live streams. I could do it. You want me to get some spooky elevator music in the background? Rush Lord said, Huss, what's your preferred number of teams in a league? 12. I feel like, you know, all of us have played an 8-man. Well, I can't say all of us because Frizzil's only played in one league before, so he's never played in an 8-man league. But I feel like most people, we've played in an 8-man league before. It's kind of like the lowest that we would ever play. And it's probably been years. Like, I haven't played in an 8-man league since, like, 2009 or something like that. And like, that was when we were like, man, this 8-man, we gotta bump it up. Like, we got more people now. More people will get in. We gotta bump it up to at least a 10-man. 8-man leagues, they're everybody is stacked. And there's some people who they're like, yeah, but because everybody's stacked, you have to make the right start sit decisions. Like, yeah, literally in every single fantasy football league, you need to make the right start and sit decisions. So like, I like everybody's stacked and it's too easy to be stacked. So I hate 8-man, 10-man. If you don't have like 10-man vampire league, like we do that single QB, you know, little twist on the rules, 10-man 3 QB league, you know, little twist on the rules, you know, so 10-man, like it fits. But if you just have a 10-man single QB, 7 roster spot starters, like, man, that shit is fucking lame, man. Like, that's the most popular format to play in right now. You know, I think it's the most popular format to play in right now because it's so easy to have a boss starting lineup. So easy. It doesn't even matter if it's IDP or whatever, because depending on the amount of people that you start and how many bench positions and all that, and a lot of these leagues are default with 5 bench positions, and that's it. Like, that means that they're like, the waivers are just stacked. You're going to be able to get guys on waivers like all the time, and it's very easy. 12 teams. The reason why I like 12 teams, even though every team could get stacked, you know, people know what they're doing. If everyone's kind of equally picking up, you know, players on waivers and stuff, there's always going to be like 2 or 3 teams who like aren't that good and aren't competing. And so like, as long as you're not one of those teams, you probably got a shot to go far. And so like, that's why 12-man, right? I'm playing in a 14-man league. Those are tough, you know, like Frizzil, those are tough. I'm sure, as you know, it's the depth is very thin for a lot of people. And, I think it's fun to play in leagues that are bigger than 12-man, but 12-man is my preference. Of course, it is the only place where you're getting specific advice on your team, not basic stuff on other sites. Exactly. Exactly. You guys ask your questions. I want to know about your league and your team specifically, not the randomness. Fudge said, Wandale is Sterling Shepard. No. Wandale Robinson. Sterling Shepard's 86, number 86. Wandale's number 17. Toker1J, what up? He said, we know who the boss of the fantasy football world. Let's go. Let's go. I need to get the who's the boss theme. Yeah. I'm trying to be Tony Danza around here, you know. Sometimes it's gotta boss up. Got to get more sound drops. One of these days, I'm going to put aside an hour. Go get all these. John said Forbes or Sharbs. As of today, I'm saying Ford. I know that he is he's questionable as of right now. We got to see what his Friday practice is all about. But Charbonnet's got probably the toughest game for anybody. The Lions are giving up the least amount of points to running backs right now. Frizzell said fantasy football is fun as fuck. It turned me from a casual watch the Texans game to I'm from Houston. Okay. To watch all the games and be able to finally have convos with football lovers too. Yeah, for sure. And Jake, what up, bro? So let's get to work. You already know it, homie. He said checking in for the work. Let's go. Let's go. And Samik, I'm looking to trade Kincaid along with Pittman. What should I go for? I would be looking. So I'm not just going to give you a random player to go for like that. You know, it's sending you on a fool's errand. You need to go see who really needs a tight end. Go find who really needs a tight end. Start there. See if Pittman will help their team as well. And then you figure out where you go from there. South said agreed, 12 teams and 6 playoff spots is my favorite. 2 flexes, keep waivers tight and competitive. Switched to Fab years ago, never looked back. Yeah, and in redraft leagues, see, at least as of right now, certain redraft leagues have Fab. But for me, most of them are just the rolling waivers because I do still feel like there should still be the competitiveness about like using that waiver like as a strategy, you know, should still be in there like some, you know, at least to a certain extent. Big fun. No, I just mean, oh, Wandale has Shepard's role in the offense. I mean, kind of, but Shepard still has his Shepard role. So he's kind of just like, he's kind of just been like the other guy that's out wide who, when like everybody's covering neighbors, he's just like wide open. Stu said Njoku out. Okay. Is that official? I'm going to pull up the news right now. We'll read out whatever news has just came in after this bowl. Samik, thoughts on Dowdle? I mean, long shot flex play. I mean, you look yesterday and like it was a pretty fluky touchdown that he got, and he still like, let's go, like how much work did he even get like touch wise? I mean, 11 touches, 46 yards, like, that's like nothing. And then he had the one catch for the touchdown, 15 yards, so barely cracked 60 total yards. Like without that touchdown, he's not even touching 10 points. So literally just long shot dart throw, man. Not an RB2. He's a flex at best. And Will said Najee or Rashad White. I mean, Najee's going up against the Colts, man. Like anybody who plays the Colts, it's like you have to start them. Just like anybody, any running back who plays the Seahawks, you have to start them. So assuming Najee gets a full go in today and, you know, he's locked and loaded, like, yeah, go Najee. Jake said, why didn't the Giants get an RB? He said, I don't get it. Dude, did you see the Hard Knocks? Like, Giants front office are just straight morons, man. Straight fucking morons. They really thought that nobody was going to want Saquon and that nobody was going to pay Saquon. Like, that's how fucking stupid they are. Stupid.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real. So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so you are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Yeah, they are really dumb.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Sammy, A-Chain or Monty this week? Let me do this the numbers way. So Miami going up against the Titans. Titans are giving up the 10th most points to running backs. And you know what? I was totally wrong about the Seahawks running backs. I don't know why. Oh, it's the Seahawks against the tight ends. That's what it is. Yeah, not the running back. So sorry. And the Seahawks, they're giving up the 10th fewest points to running backs. But yeah, sorry for anybody who heard me say you must start your running backs against the Seahawks. I got confused. It's the tight ends that they're giving up like the most points to. So if we're just doing this, you know, by the numbers, like that way, I'd say it's going to be the tight. It's going to be A-Chain versus the Titans. Sal said if they wanted a good RB, they could have re-signed Barkley. They decided to save money. Giants fans know this is a rebuild. Jones is out. I mean, yeah, he's taking up so much of that money. What's he getting paid? $40 million a year? Hey, and Jake said Seahawks fan here. There we go. So I was about to say Seahawks are solid. They are solid. They are solid. Not against the tight end, though. They've been kind of bad against the tight end for a while. Feel like they just give up that part of the field. And, you know, but like the cornerbacks and the safeties, like awesome and, you know, decent-ish pass rush. Samik said, should I trade Pickens and Singletary for Evans and Pollard? Nah, just rework that, man. Just remember this, guys. An even trade is like kissing your sister, okay? And I know some people, like, might be into that kind of thing. But I'm just saying, like, an even trade like that is not good. It's not. It's not. You know why? Because you win on a player, you lose on a player, and you're, like, literally in the exact same spot that you just were. So let's start making calculated trades. These bullshit two-for-two trades trying to make even trades. Let's got to stop that, man. These are for the birds. These trades are for the birds. Big Fred said my sister's hot. That's what I said. Some of you guys might be into that. But for this conversation, we got to say that it's not a good thing, okay? It's like Back to the Future, remember? When I kiss you, it's like kissing my brother. But she still wanted more. She still wanted more. And Alex said, is Yoshi still going to be relevant despite Higgins' return? No, like just think of like Tyler Boyd, where it'll kind of be random. And it's kind of going to be like during bye weeks and like shit like that, where like you kind of need to play a guy like that. Because even if he gets a touchdown, I mean, there's a lot of games where he could get a touchdown, might not even throw down 10 points because he just got like one reception, one target, one reception, one touchdown and like 10 yards, you know? So that's why I don't think that Yoshi, until the heavy bye weeks start coming, isn't going to be that relevant. And Salsa, I want to see Dabble get a chance with a fresh QB as a Giants fan. I mean, I don't know, man. Big Fud said, no, Kittle, Juwan, or Tyreek. Juwan-a-man Jennings? Yeah, I'll go Juwan-a-man Jennings. It sucks to have to sit Tyreek, but I still don't see a world where he's going for 200 yards. Especially in this game where he's going to be going up against L'Jarius Sneed. Like, that ain't happening. Vicente, what up? He said, good morning. He said, these days, 3 days in a row, enjoying the stream. Thanks, bro. Hell yeah. And keep it going, man. Keep the streak going. Keep it alive, because we're here every day. Every day. Frizzo said, bro, I'm down. Mad RBs right now. I'm looking to start Jamal and Tyler Batty. God bless me. Whew. Those 14-teamers, man. Those 14-teamers get rough sometimes. They really do. Crispy said, hey, it gets lonely out here in the hills. Oh, man. He said, sister wife is not that bad. Oh, man. I think everyone's been watching a little bit too much of the PH, you know, and it's because, like, man, everyone's got a hot stepsister these days, right? You're only my stepsister. Oh, man. If I'd say you see the chemistry between Burrow and Yoshivas last week, though, I did. But did you see how, like, had Higgins not had a PI in the end zone and like not had one of those balls where he like went to the ground and the ground caused, you know, he couldn't maintain possession like through that. Like, let me go see. Let's just go check this real quick. Cause I swear, didn't Yoshi just get like two catches and that was it? But one of them went for a touchdown. No, I guess he got five. It was 5 for 52. I guess that's how blah it was because Jamar Chase was doing so good. But the thing is, though, man, with all those, like, random things that happened to Higgins, like, he's going to be that number two more often than not. It's not going to be Yoshi getting 5 for 52 on a normal basis. And even then, if there's no touchdown, that's still only 10 points. But, you know what I mean? I guess that would be better than a lot of random flexes out there. Like, that's for sure. That's for sure. Brazil, so I might as well pick up and start Derek Gumbawale at this point. Fuck it. I mean, you know, 14-teamer, it's like guys like that, I would be picking up because it's like, You want guys that are just going to get a certain amount of volume and maybe they get lucky and get into the end zone. Yeah, okay, Tank Dell out. Yeah, we knew Tank Dell was going to be out, though, yesterday. We knew that. And so Donnie Mitchell, KJ Osborne, or Dotson. Oh, man.
Well, obviously.
Like, this is what's crazy because I told everybody, like, if you start Dotson.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
But, like, over a Donnie Mitchell and KJ Osborne, I feel like you have to start Dotson. I feel like all of these guys, like, the only thing that's going to happen is flukiness on how you get points. And I'd rather go with the guy who could just come into more targets. Big Fred, that's his number two prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. So, Meek, what's Kelsey's price thinking about buying him low since everyone's hating him so much? I mean, right now is the lowest you'll ever be able to get Kelsey forever. If you have some random running back and, like, some random tight end, just go throw a two-for-one trade for Kelsey like that. I'm not even talking about your high guys. You know, I'm just talking about random guys you got on your team. And you know why this is the week to buy Kelsey? The Chargers are not that good against defending the tight end. And Derwin James is out. And that's one of the pieces that helps him that helps them defend the tight end well. And he's not there. She's not there. Will said Schultz are likely for some reason. I think Lightly might break out this week with no Bernard. Well, it's the Bills. The Bills, like, they're like, they give up no points to running backs. They give up no points to QBs. And they give up no points to wide receivers. You know the only position that they give up even a couple points to? I'll give you a guess. Because I just mentioned the other three. Yes, you are correct. It is the tight end. They are giving up like the 12th least points to tight ends. So, well, actually, let me see what it is after last week. It might be the 12th. No, after last week, they actually raised because Ben Strange did somewhat decent in a shitty tight end landscape. So as of right now, they're actually giving up 13th, the 13th most points. So they're, I mean, little less, they're little above middle of the road, but that's like the only place that you can really like get any kind of like production going against the Bills right now is the tight ends. John said hurting a wide receiver, Yoshi or Naylor, or stream somebody. I mean, shit, Yoshi and Naylor are kind of streamers like as well, right? I'm going to say, it's funny, I'm just talking shit about Yoshi, and I'm like, yeah, you know, Yoshi, do it. But come back, John, because if Addison doesn't play, probably going to make me lean on Naylor more. Because Justin Jefferson would be going up against Jaire Alexander, and that's a really tough cornerback matchup. So that means a guy like Naylor probably going to be open a little bit more, probably get, you know, a couple random targets here and there, maybe even a random touchdown like he's got. Because I'm sure that this streak is going to end sometime of him getting a touchdown in each game. But as of right now, it's like we're riding this wave, baby. We're riding this wave. Sal says it just mirrors Kelsey look like he's not getting separation like he used to. Well, it's hard to get separation when you're literally double teamed and triple teamed on every single play. So I feel like Andy Reid is almost using Kelsey as like a distractor because it's like wherever they put Kelsey, half the defense goes. So teams are like right now, at least as of the first three games, they're doing everything in their power to take Kelsey out. And, like, you look at it, KC's just winning close-ass games. They're not destroying people right now. So it's like, yeah, you take Kelsey out, you might have actually have a shot to, like, be in the game. And that's how teams are treating him right now. And it sucks, dude. It sucks. You trade Evans for Kelsey. Probably. Alexander got cooked by A.J. Brown. Hey, I mean, I'm not saying he's never got cooked by anybody, but that is A.J. Brown. That is A.J. Brown. And not saying that Jefferson isn't going to cook over there. But what I'm saying is when you go up against a guy like Jaire Alexander, you're not going to be open as much as you would be going up against someone other than Jair Alexander, who is in a top tier, you know, elite cornerback. So that's all I'm saying. It's just going to be more times where Jefferson's not going to be open that Darnold's just going to go to the other guy. Carlos, 10-teamer. I got two firsts and a second. Send a first and a second for Olave. I don't know. I feel like that's too much. It is a 10-teamer, so you've got to overpay for stuff in 10-team trades. But who are your wide receivers right now? Trade Olave for Garrett Wilson. Nah, I don't want to trade for Garrett Wilson right now because he has horrible, like, cornerback wide receiver matchups all the way through week 9. I'm not saying he's not going to do, like, anything, but I'm just saying, like, when we look at his matchups on paper, they're absolute dog shit until week 10. And it's still, like, I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with the Jets. Like, the schedule that they're playing, it's because they're playing the AFC South. Like, that's another reason, because, like, you got Derek Stingley in the mix. You got Legarius Sneed, like, in the mix. So, it's tough, man. It's tough. It's hard out here for a commish. And I said, yeah, that sucks so bad for Rice. He's screwed. Sizzle, if you're live, depended on it. Who would you pick up on the waiver wire? Yoshi, Wandale, JSN, Myers, or Mooney? JSN. Corey said, best morning show in the business. Can't find this anywhere else. You the man, Corey. You the man. Appreciate you, bro. And Corey's one of the day ones, man. He's seen the evolution of all this shit. Like, man, been going hard since 2020 with the content. And, you know, maybe over the last years, I got a little complacent because I was trying to, like, do a group thing, you know. And now it's just everything's focused on just getting better. Just getting better. Everything. I hope you see the evolution of some of these videos and things changing from week to week. And John said AR5 or Geno. I mean, Richardson going up against the Steelers, man, that's all bad. Samik Olave for Marvin Harrison. I'd probably do that. I really don't like trading one for one, like wide receiver for wide receiver, running back for running back, like anything like that. And you know why? Because it's just very even. And it's not like it could improve your team, but it's like a 50-50 shot that it improves your team. You know, like it could bust just as easily as it booms. And a lot of it is the fluky injuries. That's kind of what it comes down to. So I don't want to make a trade like this. I want to get Olave and Marvin Harrison on the same team, not trade one for the other, because they're almost going to cancel each other out anyways. What time will practice reports come out? Well, I mean, it's different for different parts of the country. So, like, we're probably going to start getting some. I mean, there are a couple practice reports that came out. At least we're getting news like about some players. But 8 or 9 o'clock West Coast time, shit, all the way till noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, like somewhere in that window. Because the West Coast, we don't get the West Coast injury reports till like midday. I know it's midday for you New Yorkers. I'm talking West Coast midday, you know, between like 12 and 2. That's when we get a lot of the West Coast info. John said Pickens or JSN? JSN this week. And Will said Goff or Fields, 4-point passing TD league. Probably Fields, because I really think that he gets some work done on the ground versus the Colts, who have like a really horrible run D. So I'm going to lean that. And because it is 4-point passing and the rushing probably makes so much of a difference. Carlos, 3 wide receivers, 2 flex, Marvin Harrison, Rashee, Pickens, Godwin, Waddle, Shakir, and Addison. Don't need Olave, but would be sweet. Well, see, like, okay, here's where you got to change your perspective. You ready for this? Instead of doing a one-for-one trade, okay, fuck those one-for-one trades where you're trading a wide receiver for a wide receiver. Trade Shakir and Pickens and trade 2 of those for an upgrade. You know why? Because you don't really need either one of those if you got Olave on the squad, you know? And then No, where was it? Whoever the fuck you had. Who was it? Oh, trading for sending it for Olave. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got confused on you and the other person who was asking. I wouldn't be mad at it, but I feel like I bet you could get someone better than Olave with that first and that second. Maybe not this week. And I don't know, like, who your running backs like over here. Like, maybe trade, like, a lot of people, they'll trade the running backs for like hella cheap, you know. And if you really need running back help, that might be the way to go anyways. Then you don't even have to use your first and your second. Shit, sometimes you could use your first and you get an older RB plus a wide receiver because people are just trying to unload those RBs so much. Hell yeah. Corey said West Coast all day. West Coast is the best coast. We got love for the East, though. Sizzle said AR5 going to get cooked by Steelers and less of a miracle. Yeah. Yeah. Steelers are holding down quarterbacks, man. And Frazil said I got offered yesterday Baker, Waddle, Cup, Chase Brown for Murray, Mixon, Chris Olave. I said, no, it doesn't feel right. Yeah, don't. And just don't, never make a trade like that. Like, that, if that's the one thing that I could teach you, Frazil, about trades, don't make fucking trades like that. They're stupid. Like, it's a 50-50 shot that it's going to work out. And then now you start mixing. Like, it's a 50-50 shot if it was a one-for-one trade, you know, where it's just like you're trading a wide receiver for a wide receiver. You know, like, you want to make calculated trades. Like, you'll never hear me say don't make that trade right away if it's a running back for a wide receiver and they're in like similar like tiers. Because you know why? I bet that improves both teams, because teams would only make that kind of trade if they really needed to like fill some kind of a void. And like trades like this, it just screams like someone trading for a luxury, you know. And like, I know you didn't send it, and that's why you hit declined. It didn't feel right. Cause yeah, it's just like, fuck those trades. Like, you need, so many things could go right and so many things could go wrong with that trade that the range of outcomes just sucks. Sizzle says, you think Roshan will be the RB1 in Chicago? No, I think it's going to be a big committee and it's just going to kind of suck. Do I think Roshan could get more goal line work and red zone work? Yes, I do. So he could end up being the more valuable one, but I don't think we would be considering him even the RB1 of his own team. Will said, so I remember a few minutes ago when you asked everybody if they want the bad news or the really bad news. What's the news you're talking about? No one even said anything. I had to make sure you guys are paying attention. Will, which one do you want? You want the bad news or you want the worst news? Demetrios, what up, bro? Vikings or Dolphins? Dolphins this week, man. Dolphins this week. John says, Guarendo worth a stash? Not really. I don't think he's picking up the playbook too well. And he's also kind of just like a one-trick pony, like where he's like fast. You know, like, I don't think he's really that good of an in between the tackles type of runner. So is he worth a stash? He's worth a stash if you literally have a revolving spot at the end of your bench. Okay. Frizzle said, I kept hearing your voice saying, my calculated trades only while reviewing this trade. Dude, like, that's, just keep that in your brain, bro. Don't make emotional ones. Samik said, Pittman and Ladd for DK. Probably. Especially if we're talking redraft. 4-point passing. Purdy's boy or A. Rich? Purdy, man. Purdy. All right. Worst first. There was two injuries last night that were significant. One of them, the worst one, was to Micah Parsons. And they said that they believe that he has a high ankle sprain. Man, that's going to suck. Sucks for you Cowboy fans. Sucks for anybody who rostered him. Sucks fantasy football-wise. High ankle sprain, like 3 to 6 weeks potentially, right? So we'll hear more. Low ankle sprain, probably wouldn't be feeling as bad about it, but high ankle sprain, yeah, he's fucked for a couple weeks. So that was the worst news. And some of you guys might be loving it. Like, oh, I fucking love that news. But that was the worst news of the two. And then we already talked about Neighbors. He got El Concusto. yesterday, and he does have a 10-day window before their next game and all that. But that was the bad news of the El Concusto. Because I know, I mean, there's some people like Derek, they said they didn't even watch the game yesterday, and I don't even think that's being talked about a bunch of that neighbor's El Concusto and how bad it actually looked out there. So those were the two big injuries from last night. It sucked. And I'm going to read off all this news right now because Sizzle, he just said McBride got ruled out for Sunday, and I see it right there. Yep. Frizzle said, dude, who sent me the trade has Breece Hall, so I was thinking about countering, but you want Mixon and Olave. Okay, give me Breece, motherfucker. Exactly, see? And, like, people don't want to, like, they just want you to give up all your best stars, and they want to keep all the best stars. Like, that's what we're trying to do. So that's why it's all about the trade partner. Remember that, Frizzle. It's not about trading for specific players. It's about finding the right trade partner where each of you guys can help each other with the people that you're sending. People who just trade for luxury and out of want, I don't want to trade with them. I want the people who want to trade out of need because those are the best people to trade with. So I think Guerrero should be rostered by the Mason owner. If Mason goes out, I'm just being real. Guerrero is not going to be the guy. Like, he, no way. There's no fucking way, dude. If he was going to be anywhere close to the guy, they'd give him more touches than he's getting right now. I don't think he knows the playbook that well. I don't think he's that good of a blocker. And I think that that's some of the things that are, like, hurting him right now. I could be wrong about the playbook. He may know the playbook like the back of his hand. But when you know the playbook really, really well, you get out there a lot. Like, you know, even, like, as a number two guy, getting out there for, you know, 10 touches with as much as, like, they used. Like, look at, like, the backup. Sometimes we're getting double-digit touches last year. I know a little bit of a different year, but I'm talking about San Francisco specifically. And Corey said, is there someone in the IDP world that you would want to pick up on the Cowboy defense with Parsons out? Not anybody that I wouldn't have wanted to pick up before. Overshown. What is DeMario Overshown? I forget what his first name is, but that would be one of the guys who I'd be looking to pick up. Overshown. And I talked about him weeks ago. He balled the fuck out in week one. Kind of, you know, just whatever in the next couple weeks, like after that. But that would be the guy. He's not rostered in a bunch. Not rostered in a bunch of leagues. Neighbors took to Instagram a while ago, said he's okay. And he said he's all good and thanks for the prayers. Well, yeah, I mean, he should be saying that. We know he's not dead. Like, fuck. And Adventures from the Queue, what up? PPR Flex, JSN, good game. I trust me, I know all the game scripts. And let's go see. Because you say good game script. Let's see what the Lions are giving up. Yeah, they're top five in giving up points to the wide receivers right now. Brian Robinson Jr., increased volume with Eckler out. Probably. And who is Washington going up against? The Cardinals. Cardinals are giving up the sixth fewest points to running backs at the moment. And Terry or McLaurin, final target in the passing game. If they move him over to the right side more, man, I like Scary Terry more. I think the way that things have been playing out, that I want to go JSN in this one. Here's another JSN. JSN or Tyreek? JSN. Corey said Ingram most likely out, as well as the report says. Yeah, I mean, he's not been doing good. We haven't heard good news about him in any of these practices or anything. E-Rick, what up? McBride ruled out. Yes, sir. South says coming off a hammy, I thought. I think he had 5 touches last week. That's what I'm saying. It's not a lot. It's not a lot. Let's see. Let me go look at his snap counts. Yeah, I mean, he ran, 14% of the snaps. So, you know, like, he is coming off an injury. I'm just saying, like, so why would he be someone that we want to go, like, roster, like, right this second and clog a bench spot? Because, like, I don't like playing where I just sit on handcuffs for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, because like, man, the flavor of the week each week is going to be way more valuable than that handcuff, unless that handcuff's starting RB got hurt and then they turn into the flavor of the week. You can't really trade handcuffs, you know? And like, I'm trying to pick up guys who are valuable, potentially usable, and then fucking trade them. That's the best way you do it. 3-for-1 trades, like in redraft. Like, that's the way you got to do it. You got to overpay, but you overpay with those flavors of the week, and then you mix in like one good player. And seeing Big Fudge said Neighbors look like he was paralyzed. So dramatic. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I mean, it wasn't like he fucking hit the ground, got up, and like nothing. Like, then they're putting it in slow motion and you just see how hard his head's hitting and his fucking eyes are all crossed and shit while they're fucking zooming in on his face. Like, man, it wasn't cool, man. Corey said, who do you like as a tight end this week? Ertz, Chig, Johnu, Parkinson, Strange. Strange if there's no Ingram. Podson, Brock Wright is the tight end stream this week. If Laporta doesn't play, yeah. We won't know until tomorrow. Like, that's their Friday practice. John said Geno or Rodgers. Even though it's a tougher matchup, I'm going to say Rodgers. Look at him last week, man. He's coming back. He's coming back. Sal said, where would you say the touches go if Mason goes down? I'm 3-0. I'm mostly about insuring my studs. Well, if Mason's touches go down, it's going to get split. Like, unless he gets injured, like, his touches will just be turning into a split. So a guy like Guerrero, and you're saying if he goes down. So you got Guerrero, you got Juszczyk, you got Debo, you got probably Jennings. Like, I guess the one thing that we got to remember about San Fran is that they can let like all their wide receivers, if they really wanted to use them in some type of rushing capacity where they could get guys like 3 to 5 touches like a game, they could do that because everything is like predicated off that stretch run. It's predicated off the boots with the play action. And, you know, that's why a lot of their plays can, you know, I mean, that's why Debo, like, right? Like, if he wasn't down right now, he would be cutting into Mason, but he's down right now. So it's like everybody's out. And just think, look at Mason from week 1 where everybody was in until now. His numbers, they're going in the wrong direction. And that would be the same for any running back that's over there right now. So that's the tough part. That's the tough part. It's like 49ers are not the 49ers of last year. Not even close. Not even close. Frizzle said, seeing all this JSN talk makes me feel about giving up Braylon Allen for JSN. Yeah, dude, that was a really good move. Because Braylon Allen, one of the flavors of the week, and unless Breece Hall gets hurt, like, he's not. Even if Breece Hall did get hurt, I don't think he's not Breece Hall. He wouldn't, like, go into the Breece Hall role, you know? Because look at that. Breece Hall is already giving up work to Braylon Allen. So it's like there would be another guy who'd be taking on the Braylon Allen role. So the coach apparently said asked neighbors how he was doing, and neighbors just shook his head. No, I mean, I'm, you know, I know there's, you know, we want to downgrade concussions, like, because, you know, from how it used to be, but these guys got so much money, like, they're not going to put their fucking brain on the line, man. You know, they're really not. John said, Parkinson or Conklin? Conklin. What up, Coach C? What up, bro? Avengers from the Q, worried about JT's match. You should be, especially with Colts offense stalled right now. So would you swap in Robinson Jr. for JT? I mean, it's a ballsy move. And like Brian Robinson Jr., I mean, we love him, man. We got the drop for him over here. It could be at a party getting loose, but you can catch up by letting your goose. And so, I mean, I probably would. I mean, it's tough to sit a guy like JT, right? Because it's always like start your studs. But like, man, those Steelers, man, they're the real deal. Erick need a tight end now with McBride out. Gesicki, Conklin, Hurst. Gesicki over Conklin slightly. Conklin or Strange? I'm leaning on Strange. Samik, Pittman, Spears, Ladd for Conklin, Ayuk. Nah, I don't want to bring him back Lockett. And Big Fudge, Jacobs or Aaron Jones? I'm leaning Aaron Jones in a revenge narrative right now, but very close. Jacobs said 12-team PPR. Team is a Rich, Breesh, Jacobs, Reek Neighbors. Said, what's holding me back? QB, Anthony Richardson. You're probably playing him. And Coach C said, ready to pick those Chargers? No, sir. No, sir. All right. All right. All right. We are back. Let's see. What? Abraham said trade Mooney for JSN. I keep trying to do Gabe Davis for JSN, but no bites. You know why? It's because Gabe Davis sucks. Hell yeah. Mooney, Moneyline Mills says cash, my guys. Get it. All right, here goes some news. Let's see. Here we go. We're starting with the Texans. Nico Collins limited yesterday. He is practicing today. And Joe Mixon is also out practice, like is out there as well, is the way they said it. So Joe Mixon's practicing as well. We don't know in what capacity. We don't have the official injury reports yet. Trey McBride will not play. He said that. Bills ruled out Terrell Bernard and Teron Johnson, one of their cornerbacks. Man, Browns are missing both of their let me go double check. I'm pretty sure it's both of their starting tackles. Yeah, that ain't going to be good. That ain't going to be good. So let me see. Who do they play again? They play the Raiders, right? Get ready for some sacks on Watson for the Raiders. Yeah, both of their tackles are out. And Pierre Strong out as well. David Njoku out. Evan Ingram, doubtful. So, okay, so I may have been wrong about Micah Parsons. They said they're going to get an MRI done today, and that'll kind of tell the whole story. So they fear that it's a high ankle sprain, but he hasn't got the MRI done. We haven't heard anything about it. Well, that's pretty much all the news that we got as of now. All right. Shan said, pick one that you would start this week. Dalton, Cousins, Richardson, Darnold. Definitely wouldn't be Richardson. I'm leaning Darnold. Yeah, I'm leaning Darnold versus Green Bay. BJ Hill is doubtful to play. So for anyone that he's the defensive tackle on the Bengals. So anybody who's like thinking about starting Chuba potentially, that's a positive for Chuba because he's probably their best defensive tackle blocking the run game. All right. Smoke another bowl or two, and then we're probably going to end it here. And hey, for everybody who's in the Wafers League, if you're in one of the Wafers Leagues, throw Wafers in the chat right now. It is going to be there's going to be a Friday stream today at 4 p.m. West Coast time. Not going to be long. It's going to be like 30 or 45 minutes. And we'll be if people want us to, you know, go over their matchups. I mean, that's probably what we're going to be doing. Just kind of looking over matchups and things like that. Things of that nature. Will said, who do you think Stingley lines up against Jacksonville? Christian Kirk most of the time. Hey, hey, Bob Nix in the house. What up, bro? Shout out to Bo Nix's dad. Jacob said, okay, so benches Shakir, Pittman, Braylon, Bucky, Ford. Who should I drop for Dowdle? I'm hesitant with Allen because Breece is handcuffed. I mean, see, that's like no matter what, you're dropping. Like, it's nice having the handcuffs, but isn't it nicer to have a starter than a handcuff? I mean, all these guys are handcuffs except Ford. I mean, even he's kind of a handcuff to Chubb. We just don't know when Chubb's coming back. So, yeah, out of like all these guys, like Braylon Allen is the one who's like seems like he's the most cuttable. For Dowdle, like, but either way, you can't get Dowdle until next week. I mean, they already played, so it's like you even making this decision right now, you just wait and see what happens anyways. Yeah. Jonathan said, what's up, McBride? He said, what's up, McBride's out. Yep, I'm starting Bowers. I have Adams, but just in case he don't play, I'm going to grab Myers or pick up Dortch. Eh, grab Myers, man. Dortch is like nothing. He was good until Marvin Harrison started coming on. Now that Marvin Harrison's coming on, Greg Dortch is nothing. It's like Michael, what's his name? Michael Wilson. He's, you know, he's kind of the guy who's like that number two. Jacobs, a lot of guys are down bad. Out at RB, don't want to miss him. Because I'm confident he's going to be the guy for Dallas, even though their run game sucks. I mean, he is the guy for Dallas right now, and he's not even startable. So, no matter who you drop, they're going to pick up then, you know. Because if you're, like, going to drop an RB for an RB, there's, like, you know, no matter what. So, it's like you can't really worry about your league mates. You got to worry about what's best for your team. And Dark Rain, what up? So if Laporta doesn't play, who should I cut for a tight end? Ford, Najee, Cooper, or T? Damn, bro. You can't. Why can't you? No IR spot? Like, you have to drop someone because Laporta's not going to play? That fucking sucks. Najee's got a really good game this week. I wouldn't cut him. Cooper just had a really good game. You cut him, someone's picking him up right away anyways. I mean, it almost doesn't matter who you cut, because no matter who you cut is going to get picked up anyways. Man, it's tough, man. You're in between a rock and a hard place right here. I got CMC and Brooks on IR. Man, that's rough, man. That's rough. That's why in all my redraft leagues, it's like three or like I'm an advocate of having more IR spots, because like you shouldn't have to drop a guy because Laporta is not playing. My starters are A-Chain, Mason, Nico, Neighbors, Rice, Laporta. I mean, I'm just holding out as long as possible then, I guess. But I don't know. Like, that's what sucks. It's I just picked up Mooney, could drop him. I'd drop Mooney over any of those other guys. Yeah, I mean, sucks you just picked him up and you got to get rid of him again if Laporta doesn't play, but it kind of is what it is. We'll find out tomorrow if Laporta – well, there's a really good chance that we'll find out tomorrow one way or the other if Laporta is going to play. How about that? Unless he's a full go today and then we just know he's playing. But I assume we're going to have to wait until tomorrow. And it's because they play on Monday. Brazil, so I want to keep slowly improve my wide receivers, making them more safer. That being said, I have Ridley, Shafford, Ridley, and likely for Zay Flowers. No, I like Zay Flowers, but it's like he's going to be kind of just as fluky as Ridley's going to be. Like, you want to make a trade like that? Like, I feel like I would just be setting my bar higher than Zay. Especially because you're given a 2-for-1. And if Ridley does any kind of good this week, or likely does any kind of good this week, you know, that's another thing. Like, if they do good, they'll have more value. It's easier for you to get someone. So, it is a tough matchup, though. Versus the Broncos versus the Dolphins, really tough matchup. And picked up Sam Darnold because A. Rich has been yuck. Yeah. said, yeah, I'm sitting to see what happens this week brings for sure. Yeah, because, I mean, with a lot of leagues, it's like you need 3 days before the trade actually, like, processes. So, like, even if you made a trade today, I feel like in most leagues it wouldn't even process until Monday, and then it wouldn't count for you anyways. That's why I hate the veto system. Everybody out there, do you hate vetoes? I hate them. I like that me being a commissioner, like, for as long as I've been, I could look at a trade and, like, you know, even if it seems a little lopsided, like, I could put the logic together on why people would trade certain people. And they just hit process and it goes through right away. Could be seconds, depending on how quick I see it. Will said Shakir are worthy. Probably Shakira. Brazil said, yeah, my league has vetoes. Most leagues do, and it sucks because it just, then you got to wait, like, for the trades to process, and just sucks. Because, like, some, you know, make a trade like that, and then it won't even process until Monday. And, you know, and then it's already locked in, and then you don't know what's happening on the weekend, and, you know, your thoughts may change, like, after the games. Like, when I make a trade, I want it to go through right then. Because literally anything could change any day, any time of day with these practices. All right. We've been rocking for 2 hours. We're going to shout out the producers of the show. Shout out to our 420 crew Patreon members, our ultimate priority member, Mr. Justin Pickle in a Jar, our all access members, our elite members, our superstar members, and all of our 420 ride or die crew members. You guys are the shit. Thanks for supporting the show. It's because you guys were able to do this a few times a day. Let's go. Let's finish this bowl. Then we're going to get up out of here. We'll be back at 4 p.m. West Coast time. Woo! Damn, all right. We'll see you guys there. Make your moves. Get over to Patreon. 420crew.com. Get over there and join the community. You can join for free. I'd recommend joining as at least a $5 member. You'll get access to more things. And 420crewmerch.com. We got, like, I think 6 new t-shirt designs up. Go check them out. I know you're gonna love some of them. They're all $20, and grab a couple of them, and I think you get free shipping. I'm not sure. It's one of those print-on-demand websites. It's going to make it a little bit easier for shipping and everything. So, yeah, 420crewmerch.com. Go check out all the new designs. Even if you don't buy one, go check it out. Go let me know what you think of these new designs. And we'll see you guys in a few hours. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure.
They remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the